Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
We got a voice note from someone, and they're in a bit of a pickle. They don't really know what to do.
All right, we're going to play this voice note, then get your thoughts on this, okay?
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoon. So back in varsity, me and my friend, we made a pact that we'll marry each other if we get to 35 and we both end married. And at the time, she was going through a lot relationship-wise, and I felt for her.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Yo, that's a heavy pact right there, hey? Right there. I know about pacts, but... Yeah, the marriage one I've never heard of before, to be honest.
Oh, no, the marriage pact is very popular, especially when you're in primary school. Mm. Well, seems like a good idea at the time. You're like, when we're 30, because at that stage you're like 11, you know what I mean? And it feels like 100,000 years away. Like, then, yeah, we'll totally be together. Mm. I mean, to do it in varsity is different because you're a little bit older. So, I mean, I'm guessing that was after, I don't know, like a final and 3 bottles of red wine because, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I'm so alone. It's like, you're 22, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
When it comes to like a marriage pact, right, I don't have any advice, but I remember back in high school, we had a pact between my friends and I. There were 3 of us. We were called Three Musketeers. And we made a pact that we would go to the same university when we finish, grade 12. And then my grade 11 came through and one started excelling more than anyone else.
Was it you?
No, it was the other one. His name is Ramiz.
Okay.
He ended up going to UCT to study to be a doctor. Then the other one went to UKZ and did engineering. Then I was stuck. I went to DUT to do PR communication. So, yeah, that pact wasn't really honored. This is touching a spot I never knew, would be touched, actually.
Well, I mean, I have a pact with a friend of mine, my oldest friend, that we... It's more like an agreement.
Yeah.
A lady's agreement that we don't recycle each other's exes.
Okay, that's a good one.
No, but like irrespective
of whatever can happen,
whatever
in the world.
Context.
Yeah.
There is a fire and this man is the last man left on the planet. Woo, shame. You're
Walk
on
away.
Your own. That's it. He is not for you. That is not your man. So I mean we have those, but I mean this is people in university. So they're in their early 20s, making a pact that if they are both single at 35, they would get married. Is there more to the story? Because I need more information.
No, I don't think there's more to the story. It's just that, hey?
No. There must be more from Anonymous.
But I'm sure that there are people out there who have made like pacts with their friends
in
as
general.
Well. Yeah, general, like just similar to mine, like go to, the same university or like...
Stay best friends forever.
We'll pursue the same career.
Yeah.
You get those as well.
We'll have kids at the same time.
At this age.
I'll pay you back.
Yeah. Oh, that one. A lot of people were like, oh, I felt that.
Okay, so KZN, to pact or not to pact? Like, have you ever been in a pact with somebody? Have you made a pact? And more importantly, has anyone actually ever honored a pact that they have made? We're actually asking. Let us know.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.